Blog Talk Radio.
We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand and do what I can.
Well, good day. This is John Miller. Welcome to Really Well, Yes Wise Radio. Today we're talking about Wi-Fi and cell phone harm. Our population has become dependent on modern-day electronic conveniences that are harming health and shortening life. Electromagnetic frequencies, which are called EMFs, and radiation, EMR, electromagnetic radiation, especially microwaves, emitted from cell phones, PDAs, as personal digital, I'm not sure what PDAs are, personal digital devices, I thought, but PDAs anyway. Bluetooth headsets, tablets, and any other electronic devices. Smart meters are another factor. All of these are known to compromise health and well-being. Use of these devices has been linked to various stress-related ailments. We're subjecting ourselves to these external stressors day in and day out. And those people that have them like on body all the time, or talk for prolonged conversations on their cell phones, really not doing their health any good at all. We'll talk all about that. A prolonged and repeated exposure to aggressive electromagnetic frequencies and electromagnetic radiation causes a measurable stress response, a negative shift in energy in the human biofield. Additional studies have linked electromagnetic pollution to health concerns like fatigue and tension, as well as potentially much more dangerous conditions. Wi-Fi radiation and electromagnetic frequencies from cell phones, computers, smart meters, and other electronic devices are all part, in my way of understanding it, of what is called a depopulation agenda to foster illness, apathy, stress, mental disorders, and early death. They may also be contributing to the loss of bees, needed pollinators for growing many crops. So we need to protect ourselves and support our health. Superfoods and antioxidants are needed to strengthen and maintain health. Key knowledge, detoxification, a natural lifestyle, good nutrition, and protection from EMF fields. All these are crucial to better health with the depopulation challenges that we are facing. Need to learn and prepare with friends and neighbors to take care of our families. So, what is this depopulation agenda? Who wants depopulation? Well, the elite people that run the world have this as a burning issue to them. They've contemplated it for a long time, going all the way back to the bogus theories of Thomas Malthus, population growth, and furthered by Paul Ehrlich and the population bomb of the 1970s and so on. The reality is that population rate is subsiding and eventually will even out, and then we'll be having a diminished population, not enough to sustain the economy and society as we currently have it, on the one hand, And the we have to understand that the demands of the current world population for energy, for food, and for resources is not as detrimental to the planet as the elite propaganda would have you believe. The reason, if there is global warming, it's more likely that it's, that the term climate change is because they couldn't establish the global warming trend strongly enough, because it's not all warming. It's areas are cooling and other areas warming. But the changes that are occurring are very little because of human activity. That is a propaganda, including bought and paid for scientists and bogus research and statistics that have supported that concept, to blame it on humanity so that it's justified to go out of the way to reduce population. But that is what the elites are up to. They're attempting to reduce the global population by whatever means necessary to get it done. That means poisoning the rest of us. Publicpoisons.com gives you a list of all the poisons that have been infiltrated into our food, water, air, and lifestyle. And electromagnetic fields is one of those agents of depopulation. So we need to understand that from the get-go to know that we have to learn where are we being abused and taken down, and how do we protect ourselves until we get enough awareness about it to change it at the macro level. So that's what we're up to. I wrote a book back in 2005, 11 years ago, called Cell Phone Harm. It's a published ebook. You can find it at cellphoneharm.org. And it covers what was known then about the dangers of cell phones and what they can do to us. It opens up with the statement that electromagnetic frequencies, EMS, have long been known to be disturbing to biological systems. Since the negative effects are hard to quantify, there had not been a lot of statistics available by up to that time. But more is being learned, and more has been learned in the last 10 years. Dr. Robert O. Becker warned of the seriousness of electromagnetic pollutants for many years. The electromagnetic radiation from a cell phone is very powerful. When a cell user is in a car or a building, the cellular tower sends a signal to the cell phone to boost its output to compensate. So the cell phone tries harder to reach out to the cell tower when you're in an enclosed space. Anyone within 10 feet of your talking on the phone is getting a serious amount of radiation. So if you're standing next to someone in the checkout line at the supermarket and they're talking on their cell phone, you are getting radiated as well. Significant amounts of EMR, electromagnetic radiation, can even be detected within 100 feet. So anywhere in the whole house, so to speak. The electromagnetic field of one cell phone or a cordless phone, the one with the little cradle where you go and charge it up and then you can move it around the house without a cord, those are a very powerful EMF field. You can take that cordless phone out to the edge of your property and still be talking on it. Some people even with big backyards. So just think about it. The signal has to be reaching the phone. Well, that signal is also reaching you if you're near the phone. So multiply the emissions from one cell phone by millions of users per day. Consider all the devices, such as the increasing use of chips in automobiles, broadcasting signals, GPS equipment, and so on. Radio broadcasting has been going on for at least 80 years, TV broadcast for over 60 years now, almost 70 years. The radar, CB radios, on and on. The electronic devices in our home, including TVs, computers, microwave ovens, increase these electromagnetic frequencies and EMRs in our living spaces as well. We're constantly walking around in a sea of electromagnetic pollution, and it has been stressing us and impairing our health for years. Some scientists think that the bizarre disturbances and deteriorating health of various species of trees and animals is due to increasing EMR, including the loss of bees. We'll talk about that more later. But cell phones are more hazardous than we have been led to believe. The cell phone is a much more intense danger. Its powerful emissions are given off within the body's energy field, often right next to the brain. The effects on brain chemistry, blood cells, nerves, and ability to think, and the development of cancer and other degenerative diseases are beginning to be noticed and researched. Dr. Neil Cherry is a New Zealand biophysicist who has studied what cell phones are doing to people. He has found stepped-up aging, greater Alzheimer's symptoms, increased cancers, particularly brain tumors, arteriosclerosis, which is a hardening of the arteries and heart problems, and the death of cells, all from the microwaves emanating from cell phones and cellular relay towers. If you live within 1,000 feet or even a quarter mile even a mile, in my estimation, of one of those giant cell phone towers, you're getting really a lot of EMRs and EMFs. The more immediate negative effects of talking on cell phones include tiredness, fatigue, and lethargy, dizziness, nausea, headaches, depression, anger, rage, and even violence and suicide. The radiation disturbs the levels of calcium and serotonin in the brain. Very small disturbances in mineral and hormone levels from cell phone use can create these problems. Now, Dr. Cherry is aware of 66 different studies of population statistics that indicate increased brain tumors in recent years. Two of the studies are specifically about brain tumors from cell phone use. He believes the risk of using these devices is extremely high. Again, this research is 10 years old. Some scientists believe that the particular frequency band that cell phones utilize is especially hard on the human brain. There are normally subtle transmissions of impulses from the brain and throughout the body. These are necessary for communication to keep the body's cells functioning as they should. The EMR from cell phones interferes with memory, learning, and internal communication, impacting the user's life in many unhealthy ways. Cell phone users may find that they become more forgetful, confused, upset, and angry. It may be progressively harder for them to concentrate, to grasp concepts, to complete tasks. Hands-free phones with a speaker emit 10 times the disturbing frequencies than the handheld. You thought you were helping yourself or being smarter to put your phone on speaker and keep it away from your head, and to some degree you're right, except that now it's working harder to put out an energy field and extend its energy field, so it's 10 times as strong in disturbing frequencies. Well, using these cell phones and other Wi-Fi devices are a greater danger than the common concern about manipulating the phone for dialing while driving. They're worse than driving drunk. And it's not just trying to play with the phone or, you know, look for your text message or dial or something, but the impairment of faculties from using the phone. The reduced alertness continues even after the call is over. The National Highway Safety Administration has estimated that 85% of those who own a cell phone use it sometimes while driving. Further, they figure that 27% talk on the cell phone most of their trips in the car. insurance companies are finding that the 600% greater number of accidents by cell phone users is not simply from handling the phone. It is mostly from being less clear-minded for driving than if the person were drunk. In a 3-month-long research project by Britain's main auto insurer provider, a direct line, volunteers were tested on simulation equipment for reaction times. Reaction averaged 50% longer than normal while driving, while talking on a cell phone, and 30% longer than when legally drunk. So, drivers were unable to maintain a safe distance from a preceding car, unable to sustain a constant speed. At 70 miles per hour, this lag time means it would take an extra 46 feet to stop before encountering another car or object blocking the road. So even with a hands-free cell phone, the driving was more difficult than when drunk. Also, more road warnings signs were missed by the cell phone users than by drunk drivers. The University of Toronto study found that the greater risk of an accident lasts an average of about 15 minutes after completing a cellular call. A number of governments are considering banning the use of cell phones by drivers, including Brazil, British Columbia, England, Israel, Spain, and Switzerland. Even worse, when using a cell phone in an automobile, the radiation is magnified through the steel frame of the car. Everyone in the car is affected. Now, that's called the Faraday cage effect. The car is a metal container, and the frequencies are held in the box. So this is why in a car in particular, it's much worse to be talking on your cell phone, because the frequencies are bouncing around in there and bombarding you many more times than they would if you were in the open air, so to speak. So that's why it has a magnified effect on the brain and reduces our ability to think clearly and react in time for our driving. It's very important to avoid cell phone conversations and having your cell phone even on in the car. Just turn it off, put it aside, and when you get to where you're going, or if you have to make a call, make it before you leave, or make it stop somewhere, get out of the car and do your call, or just leave it off until you get where you're going and then check your messages and make your calls. Harming children. That's chapter 2 of my book, Cell Phone Harm. How many children have been exposed to regular cell phone emissions their entire lives? Have you seen pregnant women talking on a cell phone or in the presence of someone on a cell phone? The range of harm of a cell phone is more than 10 feet. Lots of little children in arms, in strollers, and in cars are being radiated by cell phones repeatedly. Dr. Michael Cleason and his team of scientists have examined the brain waves of children during and after a 2-minute cell phone call utilizing a Katine scanner linked to a machine measuring brainwave activity. He said they could see effects in less than 1 minute. It was discovered that radiation went clear through the brain and to the near ear on the far side. Further, a call of just 2 minutes changed the child's brain electrical activity for as much as an hour. So Dr. Cleason is particularly concerned about the delicate chemical balances in the brain and the long-term effects on immune resistance and degenerative diseases. An organization called Environmental Health Perspectives published an online article about research on rats of an age comparable to human teenagers. It was discovered that cell phone EMFs damaged neurons in the rats' brains. The concern was raised about the greater vulnerability to long-term impairment in brains that are still developing. A child of any age is likely to have an effect on their developing brain and nerves from cell phone radiation, not to mention the disturbance to the rest of their system. Children should probably not use cell phones at all or even be around a cell phone in use. And remember what I said, that the field actually extends out perhaps 100 feet or more, so the whole house is being affected. But if they're in the same room with a cell phone that's on, and again, you don't have to even be talking on the cell phone. When it's just sitting there, it's reaching out to see if a signal is trying to reach it from the cell phone tower. So it's putting out a field even when it's just sitting there turned on. People say that it, you can't even turn it off. When you turn it, the power off, that it still has an electromagnetic field going. I'm not sure how harmful that is, but you definitely don't want it on, full blown on, around your body all day and all night. Like a lot of people use their cell phones for their alarm clock and have it right next to their bed on all night long and in their pocket or purse all day long. They're never out of that field. It's unbelievable how much harm they're doing. Back to the book. Some doctors are concerned that this could lead to moodiness, impaired learning, and behavioral problems. Again, we're talking about children here. Are cell phones negatively impacting children's performance in school? I was a substitute teacher for many years, including a long-term math teacher, full responsibilities for the classroom from day one to day end, and on several occasions, about four different school years. And I can tell you that I perceived, even in my time of teaching, and that, you know, was intermittent, but it was over a long period of time, that the quality of students' ability to perform in school has dramatically gone down with all of the digital devices, from, you know, the much more widespread television, computers, cell phones, tablets, etc., that people can't think well or long enough or concentrate enough to accomplish their schoolwork. It's very, very challenging. So, Sir William Stewart, British author of Mobile Phones and Health, is particularly concerned about children. He believes that scientists have grossly underestimated the risk of serious harm from cell phone use by children. In Britain, the number of children from 5 to 9 years old who regularly use cell phones increased by over 5 times in just a few years. Do not give a child a cell phone to play with or to have for their own. You know, people have no idea. They're handing their child a weapon. And believe me, it's a designed weapon offered to us by the elite controllers to do this damage. So after this report from Sir William Stewart, many schools in Britain considered banning cell phones. The industry in Europe jumped up to intercede, claiming that there was no clarity about this research. Dr. Gerald Hyland, a world-renowned advisor on cell phone use, says that there is not a safe level of use that is known, and we have seen the bad effects of a cell phone call do not end when you hang up. He advises that parents not permit a child to use a cell phone for even a short period. Say hello to grandma. Well, then the doctor with grandma gets into several minutes and your child's brain has been downgraded just in that time. In a European survey, it was found that 87% of teens 11 to 16 years old had cell phones. 40% of them talk at least 15 minutes per day. 70% claim they would not change how much they use their phone if the government advised them to reduce usage. That was years ago. Too many young people have become addicted to being on the cell phone. It's a walkie-talkie that works almost everywhere, text messaging. It's like having your friend with you wherever you go so you don't miss anything about what's the chat between all your friends. Teens are regularly carrying on lengthy conversations on cell phones or texting hour after hour. Knowledge of the detriment of using the cell phones for anything more than an important, brief, momentary message may not convince a young person to abandon it. Teens and young adults have traditionally felt invulnerable to harm. They have a tendency to undertake risky adventures. Hopefully, young people will reduce their cellular use as they learn of its hazards. Perhaps they'll think about the value of themselves and their friends being alive in 20 or 30 years or having children. But, you know, how much damage will there be to the children from the effects of these fields on the reproductive tissues? We're going to talk about that in just a minute. maybe they will realize that it's more enjoyable to communicate with friends in person rather than over these devices. Well, obviously they're not catching on yet to these cautions. Well, let's turn to an article, a more recent article, on the harms of cell phone usage. This is from a physicist, and it was published in State of the Nation. It's a website and has a number of articles. But it's called We Are Destroying the Planet. Or, well, the title, I guess, of the article is Physicist Blows the Whistle on Microwave Weaponry, Exposes the Assaults on Population. The age of wireless technology, ubiquitous microwave transmissions, and countless cell phone towers have transformed the planet in profound and fundamental ways, especially where it concerns human health and environmental integrity. The effects of these various frequency assaults have been nothing short of catastrophic. If the people of the world truly understood the deleterious effects of these unseen and unfelt frequencies, they would have abandoned their cell phones and Bluetooths decades ago. It has been proven beyond any doubt by the best science available that certain types of electromagnetic radiation can have highly damaging effects on the human body. Likewise, when animals and plants are exposed to these fields of harmful EMR, they too suffer great consequences. Cell phones and smartphones avoid the EMR output. The use of low-level microwave transmissions by various governmental entities is a relatively new phenomenon. However, already the destruction to life and alteration of the DNA has been unequivocally determined. It can be stated with absolute certainty that the longer one is exposed directly to low-level microwaves, the more injury will be caused by to the physical organism. Microwave ovens, remove them from your kitchens now. Much of that injury comes under the radar. Nope, pun intended. No, I don't believe that. But anyway, going on, the symptoms are almost always subclinical and seem to produce no obvious set of manifestations in the human body. Because the micro damage is inflicted at the cellular level, particularly to the mitochondrial DNA. Mitochondria are the little energy production factors or clusters in the cells where DNA works and your Krebs cycle occurs and all kinds of important cellular activity occur in those mitochondria, and the DNA in there is being negatively impacted by these frequencies. But it goes invariably goes undetected for many years. Then all of a sudden, a serious illness or fatal disease emerges out of nowhere. Hence, the correlation is virtually never made between the exposure to the pernicious frequencies and the disease process. And I should add, and therefore, they continue to talk on their cell phones. How many people do you know that have degenerative diseases as they're getting older they really don't understand how they got them? They just accept their fate, such as multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, cancers of all kinds, and so on. Many of these are exacerbated, if not caused, by these electromagnetic frequencies. Barry Trower's warning. There's a video that they show that contains some important data about this ever-worsening stray frequency predicament. For those who are continually immersed in this age of wireless technology, this presentation serves as a huge wake-up call. So I'll put the link for this up on my website page about EMFs sometime later today or this evening so that you can read this or see this video. But basically, it's called We Are Destroying the Planet. And the ramifications are so profound and repercussions so pervasive that societies everywhere will be forced to come to grips with this sooner or later. Well, just to hit some highlights, The microwave weapons expert, Barry Troer, who worked for the Royal Navy and the British Secret Service, he discovered some alarming facts associated with microwave technology that have been, well, I'm going to go over them. Let's see. One, Wi-Fi in schools puts female youth at risk of birthing genetically deformed children, followed by a lifetime of worry, guilt, and absolute hell. So he says, imagine that you're a 15-year-old schoolgirl. All of the 400,000 eggs in your ovaries were with you at birth. They are not fully developed, but they are with you. They are 10 times more susceptible to radiation than all of the other DNA in the body, and scientists don't realize that. They don't read all the papers, as I do. This is Barry Troer speaking here. So you have this highly susceptible genetic material, which is going to make your children, and you are irradiating it because Wi-Fi. They are transmitters as well as the routers, as well as the ones either side of you. They are all transmitting at this height through your ovaries. So you're risking the DNA damage of your child every time you sit down and use Wi-Fi. You have a child that could be born genetically damaged, but the real problem comes when you become pregnant. If you are a teacher or a mature student, because the embryo inside your womb in the first 100 days, all of those 400,000 eggs are forming in your embryo, your child's ovaries, so your child could be born with genetically damaged eggs, and the main thing about those eggs in the ovaries of your child is that they have absolutely no protection. It hasn't been developed yet. We have a natural protection against microwaves. It was developed since the Stone Age against thunderstorms and massive amounts of radiation coming into our body, solar flares and that sort of thing. But in your embryo, your uterus, in the fetus where your child is developing for the first 100 days, in the ovaries, the eggs do not have that kind of protection, so they are at maximum risk from radiation. For the first month or so, you wouldn't even know that you were pregnant, so you wouldn't even be taking precautions. That is the main danger area. It goes on to say, so you give birth to a daughter, but her ovaries are now contaminated. She may be normal, she may be genetically damaged, but her ovaries are at the most risk. So when your daughter grows up and she becomes pregnant and has a baby, this is when one of these eggs will be fertilized and come out. So the real damage here is your grandchildren. That is where it's going to show most, and we already see this in animals that have reproductive cycles of 1, 2, or 3 years. We are already seeing this, and it has been published by veterinary schools and vets and scientists, so we do know this happens. And it has also been documented in the Cold War when women were deliberately microwaved. So we know it does happen. The documents are there. What are you risking by putting Wi-Fi into schools is the future generations of all of the girls. And it gets worse because this particular DNA, the mitochondrial DNA inside you, you can trace unchanged to your mother, her mother, her mother, right the way, all the way back to the beginning of the human race in Africa, the Stone Age. You can trace your ancestors, and that depends on what you think about the age of humanity and how where it originated, but going on, you can trace your ancestors, if you could, right back to the very first lady. It is unchanged. And that being unchanged in your children, which means if you damage it, your child could be genetically damaged, then her child, and her child, and her child, forever. You're condemning the future generations of every single child until there are no more lines left in the females in your family. The major problem in the animal and plant kingdom and the environment, when you look at the DNA inside our genes, the four bases of the DNA are exactly the same in every living species, everyone. Any tree can read your DNA sequence. It won't use 99.9% of it because it doesn't need to. We can all read each other's DNA. So if you are doing something which damages humans, it's going to damage every single living plant, every single living animal, and we are now finding that the animals are most susceptible to this, namely the pollinating insects, because of their size and their vibrational frequency. We are now finding that countries that rely on pollinating insects are running short of food. We're finding that animals are becoming sick, and this is researched by very reputable veterinary universities. In short, we are destroying the entire planet because we are ruining the crops, we're ruining the animals, we're ruining the atmosphere, and I cannot think, looking back in history, of a single organization as the communications industry that is causing and will cause more destruction on this planet and more suffering and more death than all of the world wars that have ever been added up. The communications industry is going to do more damage because it reaches every single country and it targets children and it targets the unborn. The communications industry is reaching everywhere on the planet, and if nobody stops it, it's going to destroy the planet. Dr. Barry Troer, British physicist, former microwave weapons expert for the Royal Navy, former Cold War captured spy debriefer for the UK intelligence services. He's a conscionable whistleblower who lectures around the world on the hidden dangers from microwave weapons and everyday microwave technologies such as mobile phones and Wi-Fi. So there you have it. We need to shun our cell phones. Use them only for emergencies. You know, if you want to let somebody know you're going to be late to an appointment, pull over, get out of the car, turn on your cell phone, call and say, hey, I'm running behind, I'll be there in 15 minutes, or whatever the message is. Turn it off before you get back in the car. And it takes a couple extra minutes, but it's your body and your life and possibly your future generations' lives that you're dealing with here. So anyone who has a comment or question is welcome to call. We do have extra time now for phone calls. And I apologize that someone had called last Thursday's show that I didn't notice until I hung up at the end. And I wasn't familiar with the taking calls because I haven't been doing that in the past, but I thought it would ring or give me some signal. I guess I didn't notice that a call had come in, but I'll try and be more aware of that. I have to go look at the studio page where I'm looking at my computer to see when a call is coming in. But Wi-Fi, you know, I mean, how many of us have Wi-Fi in our home? Or, you know, do you know where it's on when you walk into your coffee shop to get a cup of coffee? Chances are they've got Wi-Fi going, or any store for that matter. You know, some stores have it for you, you know, that they don't block it with that you have to put in a code to use it or access it. But other businesses you walk into probably still have Wi-Fi, not necessarily for the public, but for their own business computers and their own use. How many stores are using Wi-Fi in the store? The office supply stores. Won't mention any particular name, but you know how they have little walkie-talkie devices right on their body that they can talk to somebody in the back and see if they have this item or and they have signals for transmitting the phone call to cordless phones that they're carrying around the store, Wi-Fi. I'm sure many of them use inventory control devices that run on Wi-Fi. So almost every store you walk into is a Wi-Fi zone. So you're getting zapped almost everywhere you go, but not just in the store. It reaches beyond the confines of the building, out into the parking lot. How far out? How far out is it damaging? Then what about the signals coming to all the devices from all the cell phone towers? You know, those are in our atmosphere, zinging back and forth all the time. We're just wandering constantly in an ocean of electromagnetic frequencies and radiation. So we have to go out of our way to protect ourselves. Well, what can we do? There are devices that help to counter the negative effects of these fields. I have a page at reallywell.com on one of these devices. I've offered it for probably close to 10 years. I'm not sure how long, but roughly 10 years. They're cell phone chips and pendants, cell phone chips, universal chips that can be used on any device that puts on the EMF field, and pendants, and even a whole house harmonizer you can stick, and one for the car that you can stick in either your a socket of your home or in the electrical outlet of your car to neutralize some of the, virtually all the electromagnetic fields and so on. They don't necessarily counter the heat of a cell phone device or Wi-Fi device, which itself is a problem. Just holding it up to your head, the heat from the device is damaging. So if you are talking on a phone and putting it up to your head, switch ears every few seconds so you aren't heating up too much of your brain there. But it would be better to keep it several inches from your head, or if you put it on speaker, to keep it several feet from your body. Now, if you have a ear device, you know, a hands-free device, then the question is it wired or wireless? And, you know, if it's wireless, then you got another EMF field there. If it's wired, less of a field, but then is the device still putting out a field in your car, you know, the phone itself? Well, these are all considerations that each of us is going to have to deal with and understand what we may be giving up, the suffering, pain, and, you know, stress of debilitating diseases as we grow older because of choices we made for convenience and ignorance years earlier. That's what we're trying to help you avoid here. And to do that, these devices can be very helpful because, as I said, wherever you walk, you're in an EMF field now. So we have what are called GeoWellness products. They're technologies that have been developed over many years for neutralizing the EMF harm. And they have, like I said, a cell phone guard chip, including little sliver ones. There's ones that are like a bug, like a little bump that is taped onto the phone, glued on. Or you have slivers that are thinner that do the same thing, that don't add a bump on there. But either one, you put on a cell phone to help neutralize that. But they also have universal chips to put on your computer, itself, the computer monitor, on your refrigerator, your freezer, your television, and some of these take more than one chip to nullify. You can put on the base of your cell and cordless phones, any other games and hair dryer, vacuum cleaner, coffee maker, any electrical device you can put a chip on. We also have pendants that you can wear. And so in some cases, rather than buying a chip for every device in the house, it might be better to buy a chip for the primary devices like the cell phone, the computer, and the TV, and get yourself a pendant that protects your body walking around in all these fields. The pendants that are different qualities of jewelry, I guess you'd say. They have potential beauty, you know, different ones, different models of them, different levels of expense. But any of them have this protective technology built into them. So you can see those on the EMF page at reallywell.com. You really might want to consider getting the harmonizer itself that plugs into the wall. It's an advanced device that brings an energetically harmonious environment to your home or office. It's a compact size. It's just, you know, hand, hold it in your hand. It's a cutting-edge way to assist with stress. Plug the Gia Harmonizer into a centrally located wall socket or power strip in your home or office. It will cover up to a 60-foot radius from where you place it. And it basically is neutralizing the effects of electromagnetic pollution exposure. And it will also reinforce your body's natural resilience to it. Helps to reduce the stress on you and all the people living in the house. So there's testimonials and videos and all kinds of things you can look into about these devices. But very important to get that protection. Let's go back over and see if there's any call-ins. I should give the phone number. It's on the page at Blog Talk Radio, where you may have found the site. But we only take calls during the live broadcast, which is on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, or Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. On Thursdays, we talk more about issues of various kinds and personal growth and so forth. But the call-in is 760-283-0829, 760-283-0829. And you're welcome to call, usually in the latter half of the show, like after 4:30, let's say, on Tuesday, that's Eastern Time, on Tuesdays or Thursdays. But please tell your friends about the program now being live, and we're welcoming questions. So Wi-Fi then is much more of a profound issue than we have conceived. Everyone has just accepted it. I guess the main problem here is that people assume that the authorities will not allow technologies to be rolled out that could be harmful to us. That is a grave mistake. Let me read you something from Initiative for the United Nations from the ECO 92 Earth Charter. Quote, "The present vast overpopulation, now far beyond the world carrying capacity, cannot be answered by future reductions in the birth rate due to contraception, sterilization, and abortion, but must be met in the present by the reduction of numbers already existing. This must be done by whatever means necessary." Did you get that? This is from a United Nations conference on the ecology, the environment, back in 1992, I believe it was in Rio de Janeiro, where policy was emphasized that reduction of the overpopulation, which, as I said earlier, I do not believe is really an issue, but that the reduction of population must be met by the reduction of numbers of people already existing, because reducing the birth rate by contraception, sterilization, and abortion was a personal right. Now, abortion is a part of the strategy of depopulation, to get rid of as much population before it's born as possible. But that ain't good enough. They're going after the rest of us. And that's what public poisons and all this Wi-Fi pollution is about, is getting rid of us early. And along the way, we get all kinds of ailments and aren't able to think clearly to figure it all out. So we turn to our lovely doctors and their medical establishment that they're trapped in to give us all the medical poisons to accelerate the deterioration and wipe out of the population. You want to read more about that at publicpoisons.com. and survivethechanges.com. In a nutshell, we are being poisoned to reduce the world's population to less than a billion people. A criminal cabal of world planners are intentionally undermining our health with stress, poor food choices, public poisons in food, water, and air, and other biological weapons, leaving many debilitated with diseases. This preoccupies attention and brings an often expensive end to people's lives as soon as possible after their usefulness to the corporate system has subsided. They particularly don't want people beyond 65 or 70 hanging around. So if they can, you know, get you weak enough and ill enough to just make it to the finish line of your retirement scenario, or maybe not even, that's fine with them, because there aren't enough jobs right now anyway during their economic collapse scenario that they're unfolding. So public poisons are a major aspect of this depopulation agenda. Our health is eroded by agriculture, industrial, medical, water treatment, and food chemicals, as well as radiation and electromagnetic frequencies from cell phones, Wi-Fi transmissions. And I might add, you know, what about the radiation from your television set, and the brainwashing and the hypnotism to, again, distract and keep you from figuring all this out, but also your radiation of foods. You know, most of the fruit, when you get a peach and it doesn't ripen right, isn't it awful? It's like all mealy and you know, not juicy and, you know, rubbery, it never ripens. That's because it was radiated at the border, because it came from Mexico or Chile or somewhere, or maybe they even in California, they radiated just to give it a longer shelf life. I don't know. But a lot of our fruits are being radiated. Herbs, all kinds of herbs are radiated on their way into the nation or for getting rid of bugs and microbes that could be in the herbs. So much of the food supply is now being radiated. Doesn't necessarily tell you that at the supermarket. Similarly to the GMOs, genetically modified organisms. Much of the food supply is being genetically modified. Particularly wheat is now, GMO wheat is increasing, not as prolific so far as the corn. 90% of the corn, 90% of the soybeans or more are genetically modified. But wheat and even squash like zucchini and yellow squash, they now have GMO. They have highly hybridized tomatoes of various kinds, but they're probably getting close to a GMO tomato as well. So, and we don't know, again, because the labeling, they've danced around and promoted and blocked labeling laws to make us aware of what has GMO in it. So you have to go out of your way and look for non-GMO labels in the health food stores to avoid genetically modified, because those, again, have been shown to cause genetic damage, tumors, cancers, and all kinds of health problems in studies. So we've been unknowingly exposed to many poisons most of our lives. This is one of the most serious issues we face. These ubiquitous toxins undermine health and shorten life. Mind-numbing, cancer-causing fluoride has been in most public water supplies in the U.S. for over 60 years. More than two-thirds of the U.S. population is on some type of medical drug, including vaccines, which are toxic bioweapons. Geoengineering chemtrail sprays fill the skies multiple days a week. These are all subjects of programs of the past and future that we'll be talking about more. So, small doses of toxins from pollution and chemicals in foods, medicines, water, air, home furnishings, and household products are contributing to a variety of degenerative diseases and death. Many cleaning products, personal care items, and lotions contain harmful chemicals such as sodium lauryl sulfate or propylene glycol. There are hundreds more environmental toxins in our food, water, air, and living spaces. Well, known examples are chlorine, fluoride, aspartame, and genetically modified organisms. More and more people are coming to understand that these public poisons are intentional. This is the population agenda of the world corporate controllers while feeding the coffers of their medical industry. We must get together and organize to stop all this. So what do? You first protect yourself. Become aware. How do you avoid the poisonous foods? Get the poisons out of your water at waterus.com. I have water purifiers for both kitchen, whole house, shower, bath, traveling. Get yourself some water purification equipment. Many nutritional supplements with the nutrients to strengthen our cells, strengthen our immune system, antioxidants of all kinds, enzymes, all at reallywell.com. Need to learn where the poisons are coming at us and the frequencies, the Wi-Fi, the EMFs, and how do we minimize our exposure and protect ourselves in the meanwhile with some of these pendants and or chips that you can put on the devices. And we need to, take these steps to out of our way as thoroughly as we can to protect ourselves for our own health, for the health of our children, and teach them how to be protected as well. Most importantly, keep your children away from these detrimental Wi-Fi fields. If you're going to have a computer in your home, do it on a cable or a regular wired DSL, something like that, not Wi-Fi. Run wire. So, I want to thank you for listening. Find out more again at cellphoneharm.org. You can read my little ebook, no charge. You can find more about protecting your health at reallywell.com. Learn more about the overall changes that are going on in this world and how to work on protecting ourselves and more aware of it at survivethechanges.com and water purification, waterus.com. That's enough for now. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.